Bienvenue mes amis, this is Indie Can Radio, the Pop Montreal version. We've got Colorado, we've got Sports the Band, we've got all kinds of great Pop Montreal stuff. It's going to be all Pop Montreal. We're going to kick off with a all Montreal set, starting with Parlevar. And they're, having played Pop Montreal, are about to go on the road with We Are Wolves.
Thank you.
C'est bon ça. Did you like that? That's a Montreal band. The song is called Tibia Sauvignon. And the band, I'll spell it for you, M-E-T-A-G-R-U-A-U, Metagruau. I don't know. Hope you're not learning your French from me. but that was a fantastic act. They just had the place rocking. People loved them. Before that, Silly Kisses with the Halloween song. How appropriate. And Parlevar kicked things off. Carrie Christmensen. Now, we saw her at Pop Montreal. We featured her before on IndieCan. She was part of Canadian Music Cafe. You should be out here with me. The leaves are changing. It's very fall-like. Focus Joe. And coming up next is an act from Greenland. Neva Nielsen just played Pop Montreal, and she is on her way to Indie Week in Toronto. So how cool is that? And in this set, we'll also get a little Flint, Michigan, a little Colorado, and someone from Toronto. Here we go. Neva Nielsen.
There's a lamp growing in my throat. Cause you're not here. Thank you.
Hello, you're listening to IndieCan Radio, and this is Femke from the Wawa's. So, you're a four-piece band from Correct. Toronto playing in Montreal.
Yes.
You're called the Wawa's. Lots of effects.
Yeah.
Bass player uses at least three pedals.
Yeah.
There isn't a single Wawa pedal.
No, that's true.
In the band, though.
Yeah. Well, Wawa.
What's up with that?
Wawa's comes from a name that's of a friend of ours. It's a Vietnamese name, and it's a friend of ours that we all worked with for a long time when we first started the band. And her name was Wa. It's that's spelled H-O-A.
No
that's
kidding.
Yeah. And yeah. Wa means...
Named after her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see with your sound, right? Even you almost have a 60s kind of look, too, that people could get the Wa-Wa pedal connection.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, certainly.
We have used it in the past. We
occasionally
have
on some recordings,
played with the Wa-Wa pedal.
It comes out, but...
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you like the Montreal music scene?
Oh, we like it very much. We've come and played here quite a few times. It's probably about the 10th time we've been here in the past couple of years. And we got some good friends that play in bands like Vicious Delicious that are a good Montreal band, and as well as the Postcards. So we usually play with those guys, and we always have a blast when we're here, definitely.
How would you compare the Toronto scene to the Montreal scene musically?
I find Montreal, it seems to be... People are a little more into rock and roll in general, I find here. I suppose in Toronto, people are, a lot of kids are into like the, and I'm sure it happens here, but a lot of kids are into the electro and more techno-y sort of things, but we try to keep it pretty basis rock and roll, and we find Montreal seems to have a lot of people that are still into that.
Yeah, there is a good scene here, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the Black Diamond Bay band, Patrick Kreese band?
Oh, no, I do not know those guys, actually.
Check them out.
Yeah, I will, for sure.
Very old school.
Yeah.
Patrick Kreese was with the Deers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Formed a new band on his own.
Yeah, which, cool, yeah.
You make a great double bill.
Yeah, we would love to.
So,
oh, we jump on.
They played here on Thursday, I guess.
We jump on any opportunity to play up here in Montreal, so
exactly,
anytime, we'd love to come here.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
Yeah, they'd certainly hook you up.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Holland originally, yeah.
And so how long have you been
I've
in Canada?
I've been here since 2001, so 8 years now. Fell in love.
Yeah.
Don't fall in love, because then you're gone. You're coming back. Where are you going? But yeah, this is my home now too, Canada. So.
Yeah.
Canada,
yeah.
She's a citizen now.
Yeah.
The love died, but the citizenship remained.
And the love is still there. Love never dies.
I want you to pick a song off your CD, and we're going to play it for our audience. What's it going to be?
I think maybe we'll just go with the first track on the record, and it's called Postcards, named after the Montreal band called Postcards that we're so fondly in love with. Are good friends of ours.
Yeah.
What a great shout out. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wawas with Postcards.
Thank you very much.
I love the light. Hi, this is Menno. We're at the Kelp Eats Meets West Barbecue at Pop Montreal. I play in Colorado, and you're listening to IndieCan music on the radio on your computer.
Not bad. Some big news with Colorado. You're going overseas. What's the deal?
We just found out today that we got approved for a factor grant to tour China, and we already have a 20-day tour of China. We went in May already, and it was really successful.
Yeah.
And so this will be our return, and the shows are actually going to be good. It's like good big venues, and we're really excited.
Yeah, it's the largest English-speaking population in the world. There's more people that speak English in China than in the USA.
I had no idea. Someone told me last time we were there, a good statistic was that there's 160 cities in China with over 1 million people.
Yeah, amazing.
That just blows my mind.
Yeah, especially with as many times as you've been in a van across Canada, right?
Yeah, the scary thing about China, it's lots of planes.
Yeah.
And we're not big flyers, and Chinese planes are a little rickety at times. So.
Sort of you get visions of Buddy Holly.
No, knock on wood, hold on.
Had to find some wood to knock on.
Yes, that was why I was running away.
Yeah. So you were part of that Canada exchange over to China before, and you were well received?
Yeah.
Now, I hear you have to submit your lyrics and get approved by the government, things like that.
You
What's
do.
What's the process to play there?
It was basically that. We had to give them like a whole lyric sheet and like this package for like the ministry of whatever about why we are going to go. And we had to have people vouching for us. And so I figured they approved us once. Hopefully they'll approve us again. We haven't actually done that yet for this tour, but it should be okay.
Yeah. I still have your original demo in a baggie from when we met at
Silver Dollar. I think
Silver Dollar.
That was our first meeting.
Exactly. That's right.
That was a long time ago, like 3 years maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. That
cool.
That was a quirky night. It was a good night.
Very much.
Yeah. You got some new music up available.
Yep.
Let's pick a tune and play it. What do you want to play?
Could you play Got to Lose?
Got to Lose, okay.
I think that's my favorite one on the album. Maybe because we don't play it a lot live, so I'm not sick of it.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. So come out and don't see Got to Lose.
Talk to you soon. Thanks, Joe.
You bet.
Now I think Hey, this is Justin Ford from the Kinetic Stereo Kids, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
So you drove up from Michigan. Detroit, Michigan?
Flint, Michigan. Our
pretty
north.
Close. Yeah. Music scene in Detroit with a dying auto industry. What's going on?
Man. It's good. It's good. I mean, it's definitely cool. It's definitely a good scene. It's like a bunch of people. It's really industrial. Mm-hmm. I think Iggy Pop had this quote about Detroit music. He's like, I was walking around in the street and all I could hear was and so I just wanted things to bang as hard as possible.
Right.
You know, like the whole White Stripes thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of other music too that nobody hears. A lot of good folk stuff and hip hop guys. And
yeah, so it's got a diverse scene. It's not all about Motown. It's not all about Detroit Rock City. It's
no.
Got an abundance of music genres, does it?
Exactly, yeah. Although Motown's the best, probably.
And coming to Montreal, what's that mean to you? It
means we get poutine for one night.
Yeah. Well, that should be some sort of cross-border celebration. We've shared poutine with the American cultural representative.
Right. Exactly. It's so good. It's so good. Last time we were here, actually, Aaron that puts on the show, he took us out. And I don't know, you know, what we were doing. And he ordered me this thing, this huge lump of stuff. And I'd never eaten it before. And it blew my mind.
Yep, all the basic food groups there in that globule of fried goodness.
That's right, all the grease. Heart attack on a
plate.
On a plate, yep.
Yep. Yeah, but if you can live through that, you can live through doing a road trip in a Canadian winter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've never done the whole Canadian road trip. I don't know. We might need like some, what do you call them, tire?
Serious winter tires.
Yeah, winter tires. We did come here last March, I think it was, and it was pretty so cold.
Yeah.
It was ridiculously cold. But Montreal's great. I mean, we love it up here. In response to your question, it's a great sign every time we come.
Yep.
Everybody's really, really and Toronto, too.
Yep.
But especially, for some reason, Montreal, they just seem to listen more, you know, even than back home at times.
Absolutely. Well, Toronto's the business capital of Canada, and this might be the cultural capital of Canada.
I would say, I mean, even though I haven't seen the rest of it, but
yeah,
it's very, everyone's really spunky. They got a sparkle in their eye.
So what's your favorite Canadian music moment to date?
Canadian music moment to date? I would say either A, Neil Young at the Palace of Auburn Hills.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did Day in the Life by the Beatles.
Yeah.
For his encore, and it was like explosion. It was an explosion of sound.
Wow.
And then it's a tie between, I'd say, like, I saw Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Yeah.
Are you talking about, like, music that we've done here?
Either or.
Yeah, I'd definitely say Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Yeah.
Even though they're not around anymore. That was one of the coolest shows I've ever seen.
Oh, nice.
People were in tears. It was a bit much at the time, but once I went home and figured out what they were all about, I sort of got into it.
Yeah, it's one of those slow burn things where you go, hey, wait a minute, that was really cool.
Yeah, you got to have a half hour out of your day pretty much to sit down and listen to their record, but it was definitely nice.
It's a commitment.
And I'd say the third was playing third. Music on the street. We were playing guitar, and my phone fell out of my pocket in Montreal, down the street from here, actually, and it fell in a sewer.
Yep.
And you can YouTube this, but it's Tony, our drummer, and me climbing into the sewer because I was so pissed that my phone went in the sewer. The night before this happened, so the next day on our way out of town, I pulled the sewer grate off. We went to the dollar store, got some fish, you know, butterfly nets.
Yep.
Climbed in there and was pulling out goop and all sorts of crazy stuff. And then I found the phone, and it actually still works.
And it's on your YouTube page.
Yeah, if you
we'll send people
YouTube
there.
It. Yeah.
Where do you go for that?
You just YouTube Kinetic Stereo Kids or Google or whatever it is, and you should be able to find it.
Okay, it sounds like it's worth a trip. I'm going.
Yeah, our new video's on there too, which is me getting brain surgery.
Okay, you're getting brain surgery.
Yes.
You know, finding a phone, getting brain surgery. I think this is worth sharing with the public.
I would hope so.
Okay, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of Montreal.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Contamination cracks the dawn. Taking trash out ain't no fun. Assisted living, time has come to lay me down. I want the girls to get undressed. I want the guys to get depressed. And if my night thoughts move too fast, turn it down. Ill vibrations touch my force field. It's when I tend to bare my teeth. If I wake up on the floor, will you still feed me? Sucking out my soul. But I got sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Newfangled ways to lose control. Cause death's a rumor, not a clause. We yawn until our heads fall off. Our joints get hard, our teeth get soft. Strike the band and raise the bells for sentences that eat themselves. When you return from promised lands, I'll be waiting hat in hand with hat in hand. Mm-hmm.
Hey, how about that set? That was Sports the Band, who played the East Meets West showcase, which had Pac AD, had Colorado was part of that, Snail House. This is an interview I'm still going to give you later in the show. And just a great outdoor showcase, lots of beer and lots of peanuts and lots of great music and fall colors and the whole nine yards. Wish you were here. It's absolutely beautiful. Anyway, I'm going to share some more music with you. Just in review, before Sports the Band, we had Kinetic Stereo Kids, we had Colorado, and we had the Wawas. That is spelled, if you're looking at for it online right now, H-O-A-H-O-A-S, Wawas, and Neva Nielsen. If you're in Toronto, you might catch her there. Otherwise, go to Greenland. Okay, now what are we going to do? How do you follow that up? The Snail House interview is coming up, but first here's a Toronto act, which is part of Pop Montreal, called Diamond Ring, and I'm going to call this... what kind of music is this? I'll call it alt surf rock, but you decide.
This is Snail House, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio, and with Andrew Vincent in the background.
Not bad, eh? I just played a set here. You were saying it's the closest gig you've ever played to where you live.
Yeah, I just live about half a block, well, two blocks maybe maximum from here, yeah.
Not bad, eh? A little easier than driving halfway across the country.
Yeah, and I was playing solo, so I could just carry everything I needed. It was nice, yeah.
And then you got a set with the band tonight?
I know it's solo again tonight, too, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
But I'll play probably all different songs.
Oh, great. Well, give us a song off the CD, and we'll play it.
Okay, sure. How about Born in the City?
What's the backstory?
What's the backstory? That's a good question. It's just a song about growing up in the city.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Born city, the blue and the gray makes me feel like a kid again to wander in this way. I picture myself as a baby.
Rumble you hear is my bus back to Montreal, but we're going to go out with a little metal groove band. Michael Small, who played in Sports the Band, has another project on the go. Here we go, Mel Grove Band. We'll be hearing some more about them soon.
Until now I've never For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.